این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini's speech on the holy month of Ramadan. Join the community of men of religion and in seclusion pray to Allah so that He may assist you in your mission. And pray that the Prophet and the members of his household intercede for you. May Allah bestow His grace and favors upon you. May He escort you in the coming dangers, since the path of life is full of great risks and hazards. On the way of life, there are very deep crevices, and it is possible that one may stumble and fall in them in such a manner that none of his efforts could save him from the coming catastrophe. It is also probable that in some cases the interceding of an intercessor cannot save him either.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Welcome to the Spring of the Truth from Arabic English Radio. The late Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, in a statement about the holy month of Ramadan says, in this blessed month, strengthen yourself with the spiritual powers. It is in a hadith that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the difference between Allah's feast and people's feast is that when you are invited by some people to a party, when you go to that party, there are things to eat and things to entertain and things to drink. One branch of Allah's feast is the holy month of Ramadan, which is fasting. That is, there is nothing to eat, but there is something in return. And he continues saying, one of the branches of Allah's feast is fasting. And in this feast, there is an unseen tablecloth or entertainment which is divine, that is Al-Quran. So it means in these kind of, let's say, feasts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has with the feast that people have, there is a difference.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi
sallallahu alayhi.
And people's feast, people usually are entertained by different kinds of eatings or drinkings. But in Allah's feast, people are usually invited not to eat anything. That is, they refrain from eating. That is, they try to get nourished by spiritual and heavenly tablecloths and heavenly entertainment. That is what has come through Al-Quran, that is the spiritual Quranic teachings. So this is a difference, that in a feast by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not going to eat, but we are nourished, we are fed with unseen entertainments. But in people's feasts and people's parties, we are usually invited to different kinds of drinks. So this is the difference between a material and a spiritual feast that the Holy Prophet actually referred to. And this is what said by the late Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.